The Women Empowerment Foundation International, WEFI, has inaugurated the second floor of the Children's Ward at the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital in Accra. The floor has been in a deplorable state for years before the intervention of the Christian organization to give it a facelift. The head of the Department of Child Health at Kwalibu, Professor Bamela Goka, was grateful for the kind gesture and indicated that this will bring hope to the children at the ward. Here is a report by Samuel Bano and Abigail Bemu.
Mothers by nature are loving and caring. Seeing the situation of the children's ward at the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital, the Women Empowerment Foundation International, WEFI, decided to adopt the ward for 5 years. The Christian organization used the opportunity to complete the refurbishment of the second floor to create a child-friendly environment. The foundation renovated the bathrooms, kitchen, and windows of the ward. It also provided the children with new bed sheets, washing machines, and a television set. The head of Department of Child Health, Professor Bamela Goka, stated that the new environment will help in the recovery process of the children. She also added that women can achieve anything they want if they are determined.
When anybody indicates that they want to adopt, we really take them through the list and let them see the implication of what they are undertaking. They looked at the list, they said, "We are women, we will do it." And we know history testifies, even from the Bible, we have instances where women put their mind to do something, no matter how challenging it is. So far as they put their mind to do it, they are able to do it.
The regional director of the Department of Children Affairs under the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Peter Achia, called on private organizations to take a clue from the gesture shown by WEFI to ease the pressure on government.
I see it as a great step forward. They've really uplifted the image of this particular ward, and for that matter, Kwalibu Hospital. And I personally believe that this is something that all organizations should take a cue from, so that it wouldn't be government. My individuals and organizations should support such initiatives because it's wonderful.
That was the regional director of the Department of Children's Affairs, ending a report by Samuel Bano and Abigail Bemu.